Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Scripture Stories books published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story and invite them to read along with you, too.
There's a right way to live and be happy. It is choosing the right every day. I am learning the teachings of Jesus. They will help me and show me the way. Choose the right way and be happy. I must always choose the right. Through the gospel I learned to be prayerful, to have faith, to repent, to obey. And I know if I live by His teachings, I will truly be happy each day. Choose the right way and be happy. I must always choose the right.
If you remember, last week we read the story about Alma's mission to Ammonihah. Alma worried about the Nephites' wickedness, so he decided to spend all his time preaching the gospel. He chose Nephihah to replace him as chief judge. Alma taught the gospel throughout the land. When he tried to preach in Ammonihah, the people would not listen. They threw him out of the city. Alma was sad that the people of Ammonihah were so wicked. He left to go to another city. An angel appeared and comforted Alma. The angel told him to go back to Ammonihah and preach again. Alma hurried back. Alma was hungry. As he entered the city, he asked a man for some food. An angel had told the man that Alma would come and that Alma was a prophet of God. This man, Amulek, took Alma to his home and fed him. Alma stayed with Amulek and his family for many days. He thanked God for Amulek's family and blessed them. Alma told Amulek about his calling to teach the people of Ammonihah. Amulek went with Alma to teach the people. The Holy Ghost helped them. Alma told the people to repent, or God would destroy them. He said Jesus Christ would come and save those who had faith in him and repented. The people of Ammonihah became angry. They tried to throw Alma into prison, but the Lord protected him. Then Amulek began to teach. Many of the people knew Amulek. He was not a stranger, as Alma was. He told them about the angel he had seen. Amulek said Alma was a prophet of God and spoke the truth. The people were surprised to hear Amulek's testimony. Some of the people became angry, especially one wicked man named Zeezrom. They tried to trick Amulek with questions, but he told them he knew about their plan. Zeezrom wanted to destroy everything that was good. He would cause problems, and then people would pay him money to solve the problems he had created. Zeezrom could not trick Amulek, so he offered him money to say there is no God. Amulek knew God lives and said Zeezrom knew it too, but loved money more than God. Then Amulek taught Zeezrom about Jesus and about the resurrection and eternal life. The people were amazed. Zeezrom began to shake with fear. Zeezrom knew that Alma and Amulek had the power of God because they knew his thoughts. Zeezrom asked questions and listened as Alma taught him the gospel. Some people believed Alma and Amulek and began to repent and study the scriptures, but most of the people wanted to kill Alma and Amulek. They tied the two men up and took them to the chief judge. Zeezrom was sorry he had been wicked and had taught the people lies. He begged the people to let Alma and Amulek go. Zeezrom and the other men who believed Alma and Amulek's teachings were thrown out of the city. The wicked people threw rocks at them. Then the wicked people gathered the women and children who believed and threw them, along with their scriptures, into a fire. Alma and Amulek were forced to watch the women and children die in the fire. Amulek wanted to use the power of God to save them, but Alma told Amulek that he was not to stop the killing because the dying people would soon be with God and the wicked people would be punished. The chief judge slapped Alma and Amulek several times and mocked them because they had not saved the burning women and children. Then he threw them into prison. Other evil men came to the prison and abused Alma and Amulek in many ways, including starving them and spitting on them. The chief judge said if Alma and Amulek used the power of God to free themselves, he would believe. He slapped them again. Alma and Amulek stood up. Alma prayed and asked God to make them strong because of their faith in Christ. The power of God filled Alma and Amulek, and they broke the ropes that held them. The evil men were scared and tried to run, but fell down. The ground shook, and the prison walls fell on the wicked men. The Lord protected Alma and Amulek, and they were not hurt. The people of Ammonihah came to see what was happening. When they saw Alma and Amulek walking out of the crumbled prison, they became scared and ran away. The Lord told Alma and Amulek to go to Sidon. There they found the righteous people. Zeezrom was also there and was very sick. Zeezrom was glad to see Alma and Amulek. He worried that they had been killed because of what he had done. He asked them to heal him. Zeezrom believed in Jesus Christ and had repented of his sins. When Alma prayed for him, Zeezrom was immediately healed. Zeezrom was baptized and began to preach the gospel. Many others were also baptized. The wicked people of Ammonihah were all killed by a Lamanite army, as Alma had prophesied.
To me are about the Lamanites in ancient history. Long ago their fathers came from far across the sea. In the land, if they live righteously. Ammon was a missionary serving Lamanites, tending King Lamoni's sheep for several days and nights. Robbers came, he saved the sheep by fighting fearlessly. He had learned he could live righteously.
Children at home, please turn to chapter 23, Ammon, a great servant.
The four sons of Mosiah left Zarahemla to teach the Lamanites the gospel. They each went to a different city.
Ammon went to the land of Ishmael. As he entered the city, the Lamanites tied him up and took him to their king, Lamoni.
Ammon told King Lamoni that he wanted to live among the Lamanites. Lamoni was pleased and had his men untie Ammon.
Ammon said he would be one of the king's servants. The king sent him to watch his flocks.
One day, while Ammon and the other servants were taking care of the flocks to get water, Lamanite robbers scattered the animals and tried to steal them.
The servants who were with Ammon were scared. King Lamoni had killed his other servants who had lost animals to these robbers.
Ammon knew this was his chance to use the Lord's power to win the hearts of the Lamanites. Then they would listen to his teachings.
Ammon told the servants that if they gathered the scattered animals, the king would not kill them.
Ammon and the other servants quickly found the animals and drove them back to the watering place.
The Lamanite robbers came back. Ammon told the other servants to guard the flocks while he fought the robbers.
The Lamanite robbers were not afraid of Ammon. They thought they could easily kill him.
The power of God was with Ammon. He hit and killed some of the robbers with stones, which made the rest of the robbers very angry.
They tried to kill Ammon with their clubs, but each time a robber lifted a club to hit Ammon, he cut off the robber's arm. Frightened, the robbers ran away.
The servants took the cut-off arms to King Lamoni and told him what Ammon had done.
The king was astonished at Ammon's great power. He wanted to see Ammon, but he was afraid to, because he thought Ammon was the great spirit.
When Ammon did go in to see him, King Lamoni did not know what to say. He did not speak for an hour.
The Holy Ghost helped him know what the king was thinking. Ammon explained that he was not the great spirit. He was a man.
The king offered Ammon anything he wanted if he would tell him what power he had used to defeat the robbers and to know the king's thoughts.
Ammon said the only thing he wanted was for King Lamoni to believe what he would say. The king said he would believe everything Ammon told him.
Ammon asked King Lamoni if he believed in God. The king said he believed in a great spirit.
Ammon said that the great spirit is God, that he created everything in heaven and on earth, and that he knows people's thoughts.
Ammon said people were created in God's image. He also said God had called him to teach the gospel to Lamoni and his people.
Using the scriptures, Ammon taught King Lamoni about the creation, Adam, and Jesus Christ.
King Lamoni believed Ammon and prayed to be forgiven of his sins. Then he fell to the ground and appeared to be dead.
Servants carried the king to his wife and laid him on a bed. After 2 days, the servants thought he was dead and decided to bury him.
The queen did not believe that her husband was dead. Having heard of Ammon's great power, she asked him to help the king.
Ammon knew that Lamoni was under the power of God. He told the queen that Lamoni would awaken the next day.
She stayed by Lamoni's side all night. The next day, Lamoni got up and said he had seen Jesus Christ.
The king and the queen were filled with the Holy Ghost.
Lamoni taught his people about God and Jesus Christ. Those who believed repented of their sins and were baptized.
Wow, that is a powerful story.
I want to be a missionary now. I don't want to wait until I'm grown. I want to share the gospel while I'm young, for I have a testimony of my own. I want to tell my friends about our church and the happiness it brings to me. I'll tell them how the gospel was restored, tell them how the Book of Mormon came to be. Then I can be a missionary now. I don't have to wait until I'm grown. I'll live each day the best that I know how, and they'll see I have a testimony of my own, a testimony of my very own.
What effect did Ammon's example have on King Lamoni?
King Lamoni was amazed what Ammon could do.
Yes, he was. And what do you think Lamoni thought about this Nephite coming into the Lamanite land and asking just to be a servant? Remember, he offered one of his pretty daughters to be his wife and said, "Oh, okay, live with me in the palace and marry my daughter." And Ammon said, no thanks. I think I'd like to just be your servant. How do you think that made King Lamoni feel?
King Lamoni was probably thinking, I gotta keep an eye on this guy.
He was a little suspicious?
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure he had many thoughts going through his head. Well, who's somebody who has set a good example for you? Sydney.
My older sister.
That's great. Gabe?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes. Definitely. TJ?
My brother.
Wonderful. Rebecca?
The prophet.
Great. That's wonderful. And in what ways have they set a good example for you?
Well, my older brother, he's serving a mission right now in Argentina, and I just think it's amazing how he can just go out to random people and start teaching them about the gospel.
Yeah. Takes a lot of courage, huh?
Yeah.
A lot like Ammon, huh? Anyone else? How is the prophet a good example to us?
He tells us the words that Heavenly Father tells him.
Yeah, he does. Who are some people that you guys can set a good example for? Like if you're in the Ammon position, If you're the, imagine that you're Ammon, who are some people that you could set a good example for? Tiana.
My friends at school.
Sydney.
My family.
Mm-hmm. Joseph, who's somebody you could set a good example for?
My little sister.
Definitely. How did Ammon's testimony and the Spirit of the Lord affect King Lamoni? Sydney.
Because his testimony was so strong and that Lamoni believed it because he felt that warm feeling inside.
Mm-hmm. And how have others' testimonies helped you? Is there somebody whose testimony, like if they bear their testimony at church or they bear their testimony in the home, how has that affected you? How does it make you feel, Tiana?
Makes me feel really happy.
Mm-hmm. TJ?
They make me feel like I need to live a better life.
That's great. Sydney?
They strengthen my testimony.
Absolutely. I think our parents do that for us a lot, don't they? Yeah, thank goodness for our parents to help us out. In what ways can you share your testimony with other people?
You can keep the commandments.
Yes, being a good example is a great way to do it. Sydney?
Pray.
Pray is a wonderful way. Rebecca?
You can be honest.
Absolutely. TJ?
When you're on your mission, you're normally bearing your testimony a lot.
That's right. All these ways are, you know, and I bet Ammon did all these things that you're suggesting. I bet he did all these things to try to be a good example and to serve and to say his prayers every day so that the Holy Ghost could work with him and to show him just exactly what to do to teach these people the love of Jesus. So here's another question for you. How did the queen and her servant Abish show their great faith? Sydney.
That they, because of the teachings of Ammon, and they believed that they know that the queen's husband's going to be okay.
Yes, that's great. They had hope and they had faith that everything was going to be okay because they trusted the words of Jesus. They trusted Ammon. TJ.
They had great faith and they had so much that they believed of Ammon's power and that they believed he could heal them.
They really did. Was that good of them to have such great faith? Yeah, it was. And they kind of saved him in a way because in the scripture stories that we read from the Book of Mormon, the people were angry when they saw that the king was on the ground, like he was dead and everybody was flopped down on the ground. And here was this Nephite causing trouble and they were going to get upset. But because of the faith of the queen and Abish, you know, things were able to go better. And the Lord was able to show his power through this situation. What did King Lamoni and the queen both testify of when they got up after they had had their wonderful experience with the Lord? And they got up and then they said what?
They knew that Ammon was telling the truth.
Yeah.
That it wasn't a lie. It was the right thing.
That's right. They knew that Jesus was true, huh? They did. How do you think King Lamoni felt after he saw Jesus Christ? Sydney?
Excited and happy.
Yes, Tiana.
He must have felt so blessed to be able to see him.
Yes, so lucky, so special. Gabe, how do you think Lamoni felt after he saw Jesus Christ?
Happy, and he wanted to follow the gospel.
Absolutely, I think you are right. How would you guys feel if you saw Jesus Christ? Sydney?
I would feel happy and blessed.
TJ?
I would feel surprised that he had came to me.
Mm-hmm. A little bit surprised.
I would probably feel the same way, but why wouldn't he go to someone who needed more, who needed to see him more? Like, I know that he exists, but why would he come to me instead of someone else who needs to see him more?
Well, because he loves us. That's why he would come to us, huh? And he can come to us in the whisperings of the Spirit. Now, we've imagined, what if Jesus came to us? Do you believe that you will see him someday?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you believe that he is real?
Yes.
And you will see him face to face?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I know that you will. I know that I will. I can't wait. I have so many questions to ask him. Don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Why is it important that we help others learn about Jesus Christ just like Ammon and King Lamoni did?
So that they can do it too.
Yeah.
So that they can understand the gospel more.
Exactly.
so that they'll be able to know that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ love everyone.
That's right. And so just they can have the same knowledge that we have right now, that we know that someday we will see Jesus Christ face to face and we'll feel his love. Children, I testify that the Lord blesses us as we bear witness of him and his gospel. We can share the gospel with others by our example as we live the gospel of Jesus Christ.
I hope they call me on a mission when I have grown a foot or two. I hope by then I will be ready to teach and preach and work as missionaries do. I hope that I can share the gospel with those who want to know the truth. I want to be a missionary and serve and help the Lord while I am in my youth.
My favorite Book of Mormon story is when Nephi goes to get the brass plates. Nephi and his brothers and his dad are in the wilderness, and his dad receives a vision from Heavenly Father saying that they must go back to Jerusalem and get the brass plates. And Nephi's brothers complain that they don't want to because they just came from there and they don't want to go back. But Nephi says, I will go and do the things that the Lord hath commanded. So they go back and they cast lots, and sort of like rock, paper, scissors in a way. And so Laman gets to go to Laban and try to convince him to get the brass plates. Of course, Laban does not want to give him the brass plates because he loves all of his things and he doesn't want to give them away. So Laban sends his servants to go kill Laman. But Laman gets away and goes to Nephi and says, I almost got killed, let's not go back. But Nephi says, let's go back and give him all of our riches and we'll buy the plates from Laban. So they go back to the father's house and they get all their riches and gold that they can carry. And they go back to Laban and say, we'll buy these plates from you and we'll give you all of our gold and our silver. But Laban doesn't want it. And so he just keeps all their stuff and says to his servants, go kill them. So they go back out of the city walls and they're like, let's not do it. And so then they go to this cave and Laban and Lemuel, Nephi's older brothers, start beating him. And same with Sam. And then an angel says, the angel comes to them and says, why are you picking on your little brother? He's telling the truth. You need to go back again. And then the angel says, if you go back, then the Lord will deliver Laban into your hands. And so nobody wants to go back except for Nephi. So he goes back and he sees this man drunk with wine. And so he goes and looks up to see who it is, and it's Laban. And Nephi gets an instruction to kill Laban from Heavenly Father. But he says, I've never shed blood of any man. I don't want to do that. But the Lord says, kill him. And so Nephi kills Laban and takes his clothes and puts them on and goes to Zoram, Laban's servant, and says, I want the brass plates. Can you get them for me? And so he goes and gets them, and they start going out to the city walls. And his brothers, they see Laban and are thinking, uh-oh, Nephi died. And now Laban's coming back to get us. We better run. So they start running, but Nephi says, wait, guys, it's me. I'm Nephi. And they're like, oh, hi. And then Zoram, he realizes it's not Laban, so he starts to run. But then Nephi says, if you come with us, you can be a free man again. And so they go back to the wilderness and find their father and give him the brass plates. It's my favorite Book of Mormon story because Nephi is just so courageous and follows everything that the Lord says. And I want to be just like him.
My favorite Book of Mormon story is when Ammon was protecting the flocks, King Lamoni's flocks from the Lamanite robbers. And the Lamanite robbers had brought weapons. And every time a Lamanite robber
came to attack Ammon, he just chopped off their arm like it was nothing. And then they took back the arms to King Lamoni, and it helped King Lamoni know that there is a God and that the gospel is true. And it's my favorite Book of Mormon story because it seems that Ammon was just so brave to fight those Lamanite robbers instead of just running away with the flocks.
My favorite scripture story is Ammon when he goes to King Lamoni and he asks him, "Can I be one of your servants?" And he says, "Yes." So he goes out and he's with the other servants watching the flock by the water stream. And then these robbers come by and they take part of the sheep. And so they run away, and the other servants are scared because last time King Lamoni killed his other servants because they lost the animals. So they came back again, and Ammon's all like, "You watch the flock while I go fight him." So he kills most of them with stones, and he then comes back, and the other servants are happy. But the other robbers, they come back, and they're really, really angry because they killed their friends. So they come back, and they try to hit Ammon with clubs. But when they do, Ammon cuts off their arms. And then all the robbers are dead, and he brings all the arms to King Lamoni and says, here are the arms of the robbers. And he was amazed of what Ammon could do. And so that's my favorite scripture story because I want to have the courage like Ammon does.
My favorite scripture is when King Benjamin builds the tower and preaches to all the people. And he tells them to pitch up tents facing to the tower so he can preach. That's my favorite one because I like when they build the tower.
My favorite scripture story is when Jesus comes to the Nephites and he blesses all the children. That's my favorite story because every single child is blessed, not one gets left out.
We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all that He taught us today. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people that we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 24, Ammon meets King Lamoni's father. Chapter 25, Aaron teaches King Lamoni's father.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.